Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on artificial intelligence. It is Monday, August 31st, 2026. Today's theme is simple: interfaces define accountability. AI is moving from personal chat windows into school districts, authenticated browsers, scientific laboratories, and speech systems used across diverse populations. In each setting, the model is only one component. Identity, permission, data boundaries, safety limits, and evaluation live in the surrounding interface. Our first story is about Claude for Teachers. Anthropic says Claude for Teachers is now available to qualifying United States K-12 schools and districts as a free enterprise offering. Organizations that sign up by June 30, 2027 can receive a full year of access. The district version includes centralized account management, single sign-on, role-based access control, domain claiming, teaching skills, and connections to academic standards in all 50 states. Anthropic says overage billing is off by default unless an administrator enables it. It also says Claude for Teachers data is not used to train models and that student information is protected by its K-12 data processing agreement. The release includes lesson preparation tools and a math-focused skill for checking student understanding. Anthropic also plans an evaluation with Detroit Public Schools Community District focused on educator well-being and practice. Central management solves real problems. If every teacher creates a separate account, the district may have inconsistent terms, uncertain data handling, weak offboarding, and no shared policy for approved uses. But centralization is not automatically good governance. An adoption dashboard can become employee surveillance. A convenient tool can encourage staff to enter identifiable student information even when the task does not require it. A standards-aligned worksheet can still contain mistakes or fail to match what a class has learned. Districts should define allowed data before rollout. Separate generic teaching material from student records. Decide who can see logs, how long information is retained, and how deletion works. Remove accounts immediately when staff leave. And measure outcomes, not only activity. Did preparation time decrease? Did material quality improve? Are resources accessible? Did the check for understanding activity reveal misconceptions? Did teacher workload improve without shifting hidden work into review and correction? Our second story moves into the browser. Claude in Chrome is now generally available across paid Claude plans. It can read and type text, navigate, click links, fill forms, and work across tabs using the user's existing browser sessions. Anthropic also offers an automatic mode. Instead of asking for approval before every action, a classifier checks a proposed action against the user's original request and can approve actions it judges safe. The core security problem is indirect prompt injection. Malicious instruction can be hidden in a page, an email, or a form result. The user may never see it, but the content can try to redirect the agent. Imagine asking an agent to draft email replies. One incoming message contains hidden instructions telling the agent to forward other messages to an attacker. Anthropic says probes inspect web content returned to the model, and that action classifiers review what Claude is about to do. An action that does not match the original request is blocked. That is useful defense in depth. It is not a guarantee. Classifiers can miss attacks. A browser profile may hold access to payroll, customer records, source code, or payments, and a dangerous action can appear to fit a request that was phrased too broadly. Keep important authorization outside the agent. Use a constrained browser profile for automation. Give it the minimum account permissions. Separate read access from write access. Enforce transaction limits in the application. For consequential operations, split preview from commit. The preview should show the exact recipients, values, destination, price, and policy result. The final approval should be bound to that exact preview. If the page changes, the approval expires. Store an audit trail connecting the user request, content observed, action proposed, policy decision, and real outcome. Our third story takes agents into the physical world. Anthropic has previewed the Model Hardware Standard. Or MHS, it is an open framework designed to give AI agents a common way to discover and operate programmable devices. An MHS driver describes what a machine can measure, what can be adjusted, and which safety limits are enforced. The agent can work with devices through MCP, a command line interface, or code APIS early demonstrations, connected liquid handlers, plate readers, robotic arms, cameras, and qPCR systems. Anthropic reports that a Carnegie Mellon team ran serial dilution experiments roughly 3 times faster. A University of Washington researcher says 6 instruments were connected in under a week. These are promising proof-of-concept reports, not general evidence that laboratories can run autonomously and safely. The Genentech example shows why caution matters. Claude initially selected generic flow rates for plain water and a viscous protein sample. The viscous liquid formed bubbles, producing inaccurate transfers and sensor errors. The model tried changing parameters in the same plate well. That agitated the liquid and created more bubbles. Human experts explained the physical cause, told the system to use a clean well and gentler handling, and then encoded those lessons into reusable skills. This is the difference between language reasoning and physical understanding. An agent may plan an experiment, but hard safety limits must live below the model layer. Device controllers should enforce ranges for temperature, pressure, force, speed, and volume. Collision zones need locks. Preconditions should come from sensors. Systems need timeouts, heartbeats, emergency stops, and safe failure states. Run simulations and dry runs before physical execution. Use staged permissions and human approval for hazardous materials or irreversible steps. Natural language device descriptions improve interoperability. They do not replace deterministic interlocks. Our fourth story is about speech recognition and the danger of one number. Voice Arena and Hugging Face have added Indian English and Hindi datasets to the OpenASR leaderboard. Hindi is the leaderboard's first Indic language. The public and private monsoon splits include 4,888 speakers. They record attributes such as geography, age, gender, device, environment, speech type, and speaking rate. Contributors recorded spontaneous conversations using their own phones and network connections. The public Indian English set spans 428 native districts. Private splits are withheld to reduce benchmark-specific optimization. Hindi creates an additional evaluation challenge. The same spoken phrase may have several correct written forms in Devanagari, especially with code-mixed English words. A conventional benchmark with one reference transcript can punish a correct transcription merely because it uses a different accepted spelling. The Hindi benchmark, therefore, uses a lattice of valid forms and an orthographically informed word error rate. The regional analysis shows why metadata matters. 8 systems are separated by only 0.18 word error rate points on the overall Indian English set. They appear almost tied, but their results vary differently across geographic zones. 2 nearly tied systems can have very different dependence on where a speaker comes from. An average cannot reveal a dimension that the dataset does not record. Product teams should report accuracy as a distribution. Break results down by language, region, age, device, noise, speaking rate, and domain vocabulary where those factors are relevant and collected with consent. Review names, numbers, negation, and commands separately. 1 wrong filler word and 1 wrong medication dose both count as an error, but their consequences are not equal. Across today's stories, AI crosses 4 boundaries. It moves from individual teachers to institution-managed policy. It moves from browser advice to actions inside logged-in sessions. It moves from software tools to machines handling physical materials. And it moves from 1 speech score to evidence about specific populations. Every interface gives the model power. Good architecture decides where that power stops. Separate capability from permission. Separate a natural language description from a hard safety constraint. Separate average performance from the distribution underneath it. Separate a successful demonstration from production evidence. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What changes when Claude for Teachers is deployed through a school or district? Is it A. The model can use student data without restrictions? B. Identity, policies, accounts, and terms can be managed centrally? C. Teachers no longer need individual identities? Or D. Every generated lesson becomes automatically correct? The answer is B. The district offering adds centralized identity and account controls, shared terms, and organization-level administration. Question 2. Why should consequential browser actions use preview and commit steps? Is it A. To make every page load twice? B. To bind approval to the exact effect before execution? C. to let web pages grant themselves permission, or D, to avoid an audit record? The answer is B, a preview exposes the exact transaction and lets the system invalidate approval if state changes before commit. Question 3. Where should hard safety limits for AI-controlled laboratory equipment be enforced? Is it A, only in the model prompt? B, in deterministic device controllers, interlocks, or supervisors below the model? C, only in a user interface warning? Or D, after the experiment finishes? The answer is B, independent controls must reject unsafe commands even when the model misunderstands the physical situation. Question 4. What did the Monsoon speech evaluation demonstrate about aggregate scores? Is it A, they always predict performance for every region? B, they can hide meaningful regional differences between nearly tied systems? C, they eliminate the need for speaker metadata? Or D, they make private test splits unnecessary? The answer is B, systems close in overall word error rate showed different amounts and patterns of variation across geographic zones. Question 5. What is the shared architectural lesson across today's stories? Is it A, model capability alone determines system safety? B, every action should be fully autonomous? C, interfaces must separate capability, permission, enforcement, and evaluation? Or D, governance can be implemented entirely through prompts? The answer is C, the surrounding interface defines authority, data boundaries, hard limits, evidence, and accountability. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Every new interface gives an AI system power. Accountability comes from deciding exactly where that power stops. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.